This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Lynx won for an eighth straight time. They clipped the Wings last night in Minneapolis 100-76. Rookie Olivia Miles impresses. She had a 24-point night and is noticing the attention she's getting.
Even to see one person in my jersey, it makes me kind of emotional. Minnesota just has such a great sports culture across the board. I've gotten so many cool messages, stories, people who recognize me at coffee shops or restaurants, whatever that may be. So I'm definitely noticing it. It kind of takes you by surprise sometimes when you see someone like with your last name on their back. Like it's trippy, but it's a testament to my impact.
On to baseball. The Twins lost in Detroit last night 10-4. Minnesota manager Derek Shelton.
Offensively, I mean, we hit the homers. We had some other opportunities. The bases loaded opportunities, and I think that's what eventually ended up being the determining factor in the game.
Four solo homers accounted for all four runs. The Saints lost in Toledo 12-4. The Wild have re-signed forward Michael McCarron to a six-year deal. Vikings minicamp wrapped up day one yesterday. They've got another day of work today. The QB's got all the attention. J.J. McCarthy says he doesn't want to be traded.
I think I made it very clear I wanted to be here before I got here. And I love this organization. I love the coaching staff. I absolutely love these players to death. This is where I want to be. You know, I feel like I can thrive in this system. Everything played out exactly how I wanted it. I wouldn't want anything else to change.
Kyler Murray says he's working hard.
Being a perfectionist is tough, especially in sports when, you know, playing baseball, playing football, you're going to fail. Like, it is what it is. I mean, we all deal with it. But I think, yes, in a sense, yes, how you deal with it and how you, you know, persevere through times of adversity is obviously what I think what makes an athlete who they are, because we're all going to fail.
And Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey publicly apologized yesterday for his arrest last month on underage drinking and a fake ID charge.
You know, as the leader of the football team, I understand I, you know, can't make those decisions. I've certainly grown a lot from them and learned a lot. I apologize to the administration, our staff, all the players, and I'll certainly grow from this and continue to.
This is MNN Sports.